Scott Wong with GrowMark. I'm the Propane Marketing and Business Development Manager.
All right, Scott, so we're going to talk a little bit about a propane autogas roadshow coming up next week in both Illinois and Wisconsin. So, Scott, tell us, first of all, what is the FS Propane Autogas Roadshow?
Cindy, we're having a program to help enhance awareness of propane autogas as an alternative fuel to gasoline and diesel. And there's quite a few sectors such as schools, municipalities, buses, fleets that are starting to convert part of their fleets or all of their fleets over to propane autogas.
Well, why don't you tell us just what is propane autogas? Because most of us, you know, if we're not using it for our vehicles, which most of us don't, we just think of it as a little tank that we use to maybe use on our grills or something like that. So tell us a little bit about what propane autogas really is.
Okay, propane autogas is, if you go to a gas station and you fill up your car with gasoline or diesel, it's the same thing except for you're filling up your vehicle with propane. Propane's been around for a number of years. A lot of people, I can go back to one account back in, I believe, 1972, Swans. If you've ever had a Swans deliver, they've been delivering propane since about 1972, give or take somewhere in there. And it's a fuel that's clean burning. It's excellent for mileage, and it's an alternative to some of the other fuels, but there's some significant savings here, especially during the past quite a few years. But for 20 years, it's been about 40% cheaper than gasoline.
So now, do the vehicles have to be, changed? What's the word I'm looking for?
Converted.
Converted, that's the word. So do vehicles have to be converted to run on propane autogas?
Okay, there's two types of vehicles that can run on propane autogas. One of those is a dedicated vehicle. That's a vehicle that runs 100% on propane, and you'll see that more with the school buses or with fleets or municipalities that come to and from every day or that are more on a scheduled delivery route such as a bakery. A bi-fuel vehicle would be a vehicle that could run on gasoline or propane, and you'll see more of the municipality types like police cars that would run on that. One good example would be the city of Springfield, Illinois. They're running bi-fuel in their vehicles. They converted 24 vehicles to propane here this past year, and they're saving about $82,000 per vehicle, which if you take that down into a payment, that's about $285 a month they're saving in fuel costs per vehicle.
Now, GrowMark and FS, the GrowMark and FS member companies, of course, were more of an agricultural, a farmer-based cooperative group. What does this mean for the agriculture industry, for the GrowMark and FS companies business?
Well, this can affect not just the agricultural community, but also other sectors, because with FS, we deal not just with agriculture, but with a lot of other organizations. And on our propane side, we heat a lot of homes. Of course, we take care of the farmers for their grain drying and crop needs or irrigation, but we also heat a lot of homes in the country that are non-farmers. With the propane autogas, that can fit any need, whether it's for a farmer or for a fleet or for a school or municipality. So it's pretty much wide-reaching, not just one area of business.
Okay, so let's talk specifically about the roadshow next week. You're going to be in five different locations. Tell us a little bit about where you're going to be located and how people can find you, what days, and that kind of thing.
Okay, we're starting out on Monday at Carbondale at the Civic Center there at noon, and we're going to go to Springfield on Tuesday the 15th, and we will be at the Sangamon County Farm Bureau starting at 8 o'clock, and then we'll follow up in the afternoon starting at noon at the Doubletree Hilton in Bloomington, Illinois, and then on Wednesday the 16th we'll be traveling to Madison, Wisconsin at the Crown Plaza. And on Thursday, we'll be at the Hotel Mead and Conference Center in Wisconsin Rapids. The program, we have a couple of featured speakers. We have Robert Little with Roush Clean Tech. If you've ever heard of Roush Racing, it's pretty much the same group, but they're the ones that are behind a lot of the technology and the engines that have helped support the propane autogas network. We will also have a couple of speakers in Illinois. We will have Central State Bus Sales. They're going to be speaking about the school buses and what schools are seeing for savings and benefits for them. And then in Wisconsin, Wisconsin Bus Sales will be on the program to speak and showcase part of their vehicles, too. At the road shows, besides the speakers, we're going to have auto gas equipment, such as dispensers, which are the fueling stations that you would see that are the equivalent if you go to a convenience store and see the gas side of it. We're also going to have propane vehicles there, such as buses, pickup trucks, and a few other fleet vehicles.
And so now, are these events free and open to the public?
We've sent out quite a few invitations, but if somebody's interested, they could get a hold of me or their local FS if they would like to be able to attend. Yes, we've sent out reached out to quite a bit of the community or to the fleets and to the school districts in those areas.
How much is the use of propane and fueling vehicles growing, and how much has it grown just in recent years, and how much do you anticipate it to grow?
It's growing. It's growing a little bit slowly in some sectors, but I'll give you a couple examples. In Omaha, Nebraska, the school district there, one of the largest fleets in the nation, they just converted or are transferring over 450 school buses to propane auto gas. In Las Vegas, if anybody's been there, one of the cab companies, one of the largest in the nation, goes through 5 million gallons of propane through their vehicles and hauling people around. So right now, I would say in the Illinois or Wisconsin territories where we're talking, we're having some early adopters that are seeing some significant savings and some very good results, and it's moving a little bit slow, so we're trying to enhance the awareness of the propane auto gas, but it's starting to catch on. There's more and more school districts starting to convert over here, I know, even in this coming year. But with the results that we've seen, more places are taking a look at it, especially with the budget and the economics that they're facing right now.
Well, you made the point that obviously it is a cheaper alternative for fuel, but are there any other benefits for using propane auto gas in a fleet in particular?
I would say a couple of the main benefits would be, besides the economic savings, which really to me there's not too much of a comparison, but also we talk about going green, not just with the checkbook, but also with the environment. With propane, it's one of the cleanest burning fuels out there. And compared to gasoline, there's 12% fewer carbon dioxide emissions, there's 20% fewer nitrogen oxide emissions, and 60% fewer carbon monoxide emissions. So traditionally, if you get into the larger cities where they have some pretty large restrictions with, say, the smog and things that are going on, more of the alternative fuels are being pushed there. But we're trying to bring that down more so out of the big cities into the smaller communities because the benefits, not just from the economic savings is there, but also from the environmental side too.
And propane is a domestically produced fuel?
Yes, propane is primarily a domestically produced fuel. We're self-sustaining. Some people question the supply, but we have an abundant supply that's made and produced here in North America. We're not reliant necessarily on a crude oil for the production of propane, but yes, it's primarily a North American product, and that's another good benefit. And we're seeing increased reserves being tapped into, and that's a good thing here in the U.S.